Middle East correspondent Tom Joyner is in Ashdod in Israel, just near the border with Gaza.
Well, Rachel, it was another really long night here in Israel with many rockets fired over the southern part of the country from the Gaza Strip last night. The sirens started blaring pretty much in the evening and throughout dinner, and well into the night I was woken more than once. One of the rockets from last night did land in Ashkelon, which is a city not far from where I am in Ashdod. It's one of those sort of communities right near the Gaza Strip that are particularly prone to rocket attacks from Gaza on account of their proximity to the Strip. That rocket severely injured one man who received shrapnel to his stomach. But other than that, the death toll on the Israeli side has remained steady since Wednesday at 7 people, including one child. Now, just after midnight, the Israeli Defense Force released a rather cryptic statement on their official Twitter account, saying that the IDF had air and ground troops are currently attacking in the Gaza Strip. Now, it wasn't entirely clear immediately what that meant. Certainly, there were no eyewitness reports from the Gaza Strip in the northern part of the Gaza Strip of Israeli troops. And it wasn't until a couple of hours later that the IDF appeared to walk back that statement that there weren't actually troops in the Gaza Strip attacking.
Tom, have you had any communication with anyone in Gaza at the moment?
Yes, we've been speaking to several Gazans overnight and this morning. The situation is such that as journalists, we can't actually get into the Gaza Strip. The Israelis have closed the main crossing point, which is known as the Erez Crossing. It's not too far from Ashdod, but we can't get in there to see for ourselves what's going on. I've spoken to several Gazans about what happened last night. Now, that IDF announcement on Twitter suggesting a ground invasion caused panic and terror among everyday Gazans. A number of them had to evacuate from their homes. And it's important to remember that Gaza is an incredibly dense place. There's about 2 million people living in the Strip. And it's a place where there's already really bad problems with things like electricity infrastructure, availability of supplies. The damage to the Gazan side has been far worse than what we've seen in Israel. Entire streets have been razed, tower blocks reduced to rubble. I was in the Gaza Strip just over a week ago, where I got a haircut at a hairdresser in one of those streets. I've now learned that that entire street has been entirely demolished. So the entire city of Gaza City looks totally different as a result of these airstrikes.
Middle East correspondent Tom Joyner near the border with Gaza in Israel.